Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales. Good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here. How are you, Cozzy?
I'm fantastic. What have you got for us today?
Yeah, look, I thought we'd go through yesterday afternoon. Harness Racing New South Wales released all the barrier draws for the three-year-old leg of the heats of the Alabar Breeders' Challenge. So it's all starting to kick off. The two-year-old heats kick off at Bathurst tonight. But out of the three-year-old legs, there's some really talented horses looking for a spot to qualify for the semi-finals of the Alabar Breeders' Challenge. The three-year-old's heats kick off at Wagga this Friday. And being Wagga, a lot of classy Victorians are heading up to try and earn their spot in those semi-finals. At Wagga, there are four heats, two for the fillies and two for the three-year-old colts and geldings. Some of the star horses to look out for in the three-year-old boys is Lochinvar Art for the Morans. David Moran, he's done a really good job with this horse. He's had barrier draws work against him most of his three-year-old season, but he came out to win the Group 1 Gold Chalice at Bathurst back in March. He's had he had his first start back from a little bit of a freshen up since that win at Shepparton a couple of nights ago, and he won that. So he's going into this race nice and fresh. In that same heat, Lochinvar Art will face one of Emma Stewart's in Struve. This horse has had three starts for two wins and a placing. And in the other boys' heat, Emma Stewart has a hard hitter. So he won it at Maryborough on April 18. He rated 156.7, and that was his first appearance since he raced in the New South Wales Derby and something went amiss with him. So he too is going into this fresh. In that heat as well, the locally trained Major Roll is certainly going into that heat with some good form. He won the Albury Derby last start and goes into this with 10 wins next to his name and 17 starts. Another one as well actually to look out for is one for the Hewitts in that heat, Rockin' Marty. He's drawn well in barrier two, and he's bounced back very well from a freshen up. He won at Goulburn last week, rated 156 and change. So that was impressive. Out of the fillies, though, locally trained filly CC Ambro, she's back. She's had she's drawn barrier five in her respective heat, and she had a top two-year-old season. She was a runner-up in the Breeders' Challenge final last year to Miss Halfpenny. She's had three starts as a three-year-old for two wins and a placing. And on Friday, it will be her first look at the Riverina Paceway. She obviously raced on the old circuit at Wagga. So I'm really looking forward to see what she can produce this time in. And in the other fillies heat at Wagga, Emma Stewart has won in Victoria Brew, who's been racing all the top fillies down south. So they're the Wagga heats. Then we move into, for the three-year-olds, Bathurst next Wednesday night. There are four heats for the three-year-olds at Bathurst next Wednesday night. Out of the fillies, Bernie Hewitt, he has that Right About Lexi going around, who's drawn very well in barrier one in her respective heat. She is first up since finishing fourth in that gold bracelet final, but she's been trialing well at Bathurst. And in the other fillies heat, all nice locally trained horses. Only sort of outsiders there is Bella Claire, who's trained by the Schwerb family in Sydney. There's also some good colts and geldings going around in the boys divisions at Bathurst. College Chapel, another one for Bernie Hewitt. He drew wide in his heat. He drew out in barrier eight, but look, he's going into this with some top form, Cozzy. He's won his last two, and this horse, he's never out of the money at Bathurst. He's had 12 starts around this circuit for eight wins and four placings. So really remarkable record heading into his heat. And out of the other colts and geldings heat, once again, some really strong locally trained horses. Shubi Doo probably headlines the list for the Turnbulls, but is drawn outside the back row in barrier 12. So that's Bathurst next Wednesday. Then we roll into Penrith next Thursday night for two heats for the 3-year-olds. The Tritton Stable have Brooklyn's Best bouncing back in the fillies heat. She's drawn very well in Barrier 1. She hasn't raced since finishing fourth in the Golden Easter Egg at Menangle back in April, but she's been trialling at Menangle. She actually finished third in a trial yesterday to Affronte. So she's a three-year-old filly taking on free-for-all paces at the trial. So she's been doing well. And the draw will suit her very well there too. Also in that heat is one by the name of Lily Maddie Mack. Jason Grimson is now training this filly. This filly was with the McCarthy stable, and Jason Grimson trialled this filly yesterday, and she won her trial, went 156.9. So looking forward to seeing what she can produce first up for her new stable, and you know, having that scenic change as well can do wonders sometimes for horses. Out of the boys' heat at Penrith next Thursday, Tritons have drawn well with Colossal Stride in Barrier 1, so they've landed Barrier 1 in both the heats at Penrith. Colossal Stride, he's won three of his last five starts. He won the Evolution Series final at Menangle two starts ago. He rated 153.7 in that, so he's going to be hard to beat from that draw. But he is up against a nice one in Let's Go to Brazil, who's drawn well in Barrier 4. He hasn't raced since finishing fourth in the Gold Chalice, but he won a trial at Menangle last week, rated 154 and change. So he's going into this nice and fresh as well. After Penrith on Thursday, we have three heats at Newcastle on Friday, and some really nice types going around here as well. In one of the fillies heats, we've got the like of No Win No Feed up against Miss Halfpenny. So Miss Halfpenny, she's drawn out wide in Barrier 10, but she's the defending champion of the Breeders' Challenge, having won it last year, and No Win No Feed has certainly come into her own this season. She won the gold bracelet at Bathurst just at the end of March there. She's Malteser is also bouncing back from a spell, and has been trialling at Menangle. There's only one fillies heat at Newcastle on Friday, and then there's two for the boys. In one of the heats, we see First String come back from a Queensland campaign. He recently won the Group 2 Qbred final, and he's drawn very well in Barrier 3, so he'll be making the most of that. And out of the other boys' heat, you've got the likes of Roll with Lachlan and Leonidas going head-to-head again. They finished 1-2 in the Newcastle Derby. Roll with Lachlan got the cash there on that occasion, and he's drawn ideally. He's the only horse off the second row in Barrier 11 for his heat, while Leonidas, he's drawn out wide in Barrier 10. So Barrier draws are going to be a bit tricky for some, but some really good racing coming up with the three-year-olds. So, yeah, they're all out. There are more heats for the three-year-olds at Menangle on June 11, but they'll be released closer to the date. So there you have it, Cozzy, all the three-year-old major players for the Breeders' Challenge heats.
Terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, you will. Thanks, Cozzy.